And the next coach on the teleconference is Northwestern's Joe McEwen. The Wildcats are the number 8 seed in the Big Ten tournament. They'll face number 9 seed Michigan State in a second-round game on Thursday at noon Eastern. Coach, thanks for joining us. Would you mind offering some opening comments? We'll open the call for questions.
Sure, Chris. Thank you. And again, to reiterate what Amy said, too, we're just really excited to go play now. And it's been a great regular season. It's been so competitive. We saw, after our game, we were trying to figure out who we were going to play and when. And we had a 4-way tie. Everybody's 9-9. And I think that's how the league's been all year. Not a lot of separation, and maybe the deepest I've seen in the 11 years I've been in the Big Ten.
Thanks, Coach. Let's open it up for media questions at this time.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Once again, that's star 1.
Coach, while we're lining up our questions in the media, can you talk a little bit about the development of Lindsay Pulliam from her freshman to her sophomore year and what you've seen out of her as a leader on this team?
Yeah, Chris, thank you. She's just a special player. She's matured. We've asked her to do a lot because we had a really young team last year, and she started every game as a freshman and certainly as a sophomore. But I think she's learning to play both ends of the floor, sharing the basketball, and has the ability. She's done it a lot of times, just put us on her back and, been able to score in tough situations, finish possessions. And, it's a great leader, just this incredible young person that inspires our team. So we depend a lot on her.
Your next question is from Christy Winner Scott with BTN.
Hey, Christy.
Good morning, Joe. With the leadership coming from Pulliam, I mean, she's not the only one. Alex Kiyapana has been tremendous for you in terms of her consistency, bringing a double-double to the table. With the possessions that she's able to garner, her leadership, it may not be vocal, or maybe it is, but can you speak to the leadership that Pallas provides for the team?
Yeah, Kristen, thank you. She, she just got her 1,000th rebound in her career last week, and that's hard to do. I don't care,
right?
Where you play, who you play for. That's Nia Coffey did that for us, and I thought that was really special. And then Pallas, has done the same thing. But where she is the quiet leader is by her effort, her maturity, and the way she acts, what she brings every day. She practices harder than any player I've ever coached. So you almost have to tone her down when, we're trying to walk through a different, maybe the other team's offense. She only has one speed. So I have to take her out and say, Pallas, hey, go get some water, slow down.
Right.
And I think it's just that's where her teammates look at her in awe, basically, like, wow, we don't have that kind of motor. but she's really grown up, and just really proud of her. She had a 4-0 in the classroom last quarter, and just developed into this incredible young person that, I think is going to play basketball for a long time and then be successful, whatever else she chooses to do.
Thank you, Coach.
Okay, Chris, thanks.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, that's star 1.
Coach, you've been in the game quite a bit. Can you talk a little bit about the parity in the Big Ten this year? Is this unlike anything you've seen in your time in the Big Ten or in any other conference?
Yeah, I'm not sure. That's a great question. That's my 38th year or something like that, 33 as a head coach, and been in a lot of conference tournaments. And, I feel like every night this league, especially on the road, games were so good. Players are so good. Coaches are so good. And, you can't take anything for granted. And it's hard to get any momentum. You can win 2 games. You could play really good and lose 2 more. And, you're like, wow, you know, we just lost two games and played well. I'm not sure we get the national credit we deserve, but it's got to be the deepest league in college basketball.
Once again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, you're going to match up with Michigan State in a second-round game on Thursday. You played the Spartans back in January in Evanston. What did you learn from that first matchup going into the second one at the tournament?
Yeah, you know, great game. One of the best games we played this year. They were coming off a huge non-conference win against Oregon, who I think was ranked like 2 or 3 in the country at the time. And so I think both teams played well. You know, I expect the same thing Thursday. We both have had some ups and downs as we've gone through the league. But they're really talented, getting tremendous guard play too. So we'll have our hands full. But looking forward to the game.
And again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one.
Coach, you've had to deal with a ton of injuries this season. How has your team managed to persevere through all the injuries?
Yeah, we carry a lot of Band-Aids and tape everywhere we go, just even the lunch, you know. But it's been that kind of year, and as part of the game, you have to deal with it. Our players have been really resilient in trying to stay together as a team. We've had a lot of different key players, you know, that have missed a lot of either practices, games, or both. And, you know, it's been hard to be really consistent. When we're good, we're really good. We had nights when I'm like, wow, you know, we can beat anybody. And then, our lineup would change, you know, next day or the next day. I think that's been our biggest challenge, is just being able to practice so we could play at a consistent level. So hopefully, you know, we'll get some people back for the tournament. Now's the time that, you know, you want to step up and you want to have opportunities to play. So it's been a tough year from that standpoint.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. We'll look forward to seeing you in Indianapolis this week.
All right, Chris, thank you.